And that's it for this edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, at least our current news. Now we go into a flashback from December 24th, 2009, a Thursday show which includes Rane's Beanies of Hope food program at the Drum Circle, which used to be located in the middle of what is now the Farmer's Market. Downtown Homeless Ministry raises the ire of city leaders, and we're going to have Becky Johnson, or Beggarbacker Becky, as I used to call her, co-hosting the show. Lather, Pendulum Pusher. You may remember the pendulum on Pacific Avenue before they removed it for an ugly-looking sculpture near Betty's Burgers, if that's what they call it. Becky describes for-profit statues on the mall with more rights than the people who live here. Report from Jasmine and Officer Winston, ticketing without warning for displaying handmade paintings and sage wraps with prices. And also, of course, setting her backpack down in an alcove. He notes Chief Ranger Wallace's rude wake-up and no smoking follow-up. Hello, B. Brown on the armory eviction. Armory complaints, crab-ridden blankets, belligerent staff. Max reports on a camping ticket from December 17th, 2009. And then, of course, probably the main reason I'm playing this segment, Becky Johnson's Homeless Death Memorial Report. 10 years ago, there was another death memorial, again held by Poverty Pimps at the Homeless Lack of Services Center. And that's discussed as well in this two-hour show. And we finally have a homeless woman critiquing the homeless memorial, the city's lack of resources, the armory shelter program, Dominican hospital discrimination, the Pauley Loft, council member Coonerty, he was just a council member in those days, his comments on direct food giveaways to the homeless, closed restrooms, and former director Doug Loisel, who apparently had been kicked out by that time. And that is the December 24th show. Enjoy it. There's also a meeting of the Union of the Homeless today in 2019, 10 years later, down at 5 o'clock at the post office where it's right next to the Food Not Bombs meal. So you can eat and then you can chitter chatter and scheme for ways to establish winter support shelter. Which is a support, or you can support those who are working in their own way to either establish shelter, take over some kind of vacant building, establish their own tents so they can be left alone to weather the winter weather as best they can. And if you have further questions about any of this or want to volunteer some information or some support, you can give me a call at 423-4833 or call Alicia Cool of the Santa Cruz Homeless Union at 431-7766.